There's reported to have been more intense fighting in Syria's second city, Aleppo, today, after rebel forces had announced that they were launching an all-out offensive to seize control of the city. Video uploaded onto the internet claimed to show fighting in the Salah ad-Din district. Well, even though this conflict did begin as a peaceful protest against the authoritarian rule of President Bashar al-Assad, it has now turned into a civil war and one with significant external involvement. Today, the French foreign minister said that Paris is stepping up its contacts with the anti-Assad rebels, as the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Iran of being prepared to do whatever it takes to protect what she called its proxy and crony in Damascus. Both of them were speaking in New York, where the UN General Assembly is in session. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is also there, and he joins us now. Jeremy, both Hillary Clinton and the French foreign minister were speaking at this meeting of the so-called Friends of Syria, this coalition of countries that broadly back the rebels. Did they come up with any new ideas?
Well, not so far. The main thing that they're talking about, though, is there's a new peace envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, and he's going to go on a tour of the region pretty soon. And one thing that they're talking about is trying to get a new UN resolution to back him. Very difficult, of course, because of the splits in the Security Council between East and West, the Russians and Chinese on one side, and Britain, France, and America on the other. But what he's trying to do is come up with a plan which is based on a document that all five members of the permanent members actually agreed to at a meeting in Geneva in the summer, which essentially allows for a transition of power. The document is so worded, though, that people were able to sign up to it, as it doesn't name names.
It's all of immense concern, particularly to Syria's neighbours, isn't it? Because of a huge outflow of refugees, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey perhaps above all. What do they want now?
Well, here I've been talking to the Turkish foreign minister, and he's been saying that, but once again, that what there needs to be is a safe area inside Syria. I said to him, come on, that's going to be an act of war, isn't it? And he wouldn't really be drawn on all of that. But he says essentially that you have to take risks in order to protect civilians. And he points out that Turkey has 90,000 refugees already in camps. And, you know, as a result of that, they don't actually want any more. And so I spoke to him for a little while, and this is the interview. This is what the Turkish foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, told me.
Of course, we don't want any active war in the region. But at the same time, there is a huge flow of refugees. In Turkey, we have around 120,000. 90,000 of them are in the camps. And there are people are escaping from cities like Homs, like Hama, like Aleppo. And on the way, they are being attacked by artillery and tanks and air force in urban areas. And there is a responsibility of humanitarian protection, or at least humanitarian access to these people.
Now, no one denies they need urgent assistance, but of course to make a safe zone in Syria would mean a big deployment of troops, of aircraft, which the Syrians surely would see as an act of war, an act of aggression.
If you don't take certain measures or certain steps on time, in the future you will be facing more risks. The humanitarian access to these people does not mean war.
Yeah, across the road from here at the UN Security Council, effectively there's paralysis about Syria.
That's right.
How serious a failure is this for the UN?
It is a very serious failure, and such an inactivity in Bosnia resulted in a huge humanitarian tragedy, and the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon went to Bosnia this year and apologized because of that inactivity. I am afraid maybe after some years, another UN Secretary General may have to go to Syria apologizing because of this inactivity.
Are Turkish people behind you in all of this? Some people are saying that perhaps you might even be pushing them into a war that no one wants.
I disagree on these. In fact, Turkish people's support to our foreign policy in all policies is very high. Of course, regarding Syria, there are many concerns in Turkish public opinion because of some possibility of negative scenarios, vacuum of power, etc. But Turkey was and is always on the right side of the flow of history, and the flow of history in our region in the direction of more democracy, more rule of law, more transparency and stability and freedom together.
You still believe that? Some people might have said that a year ago, and now after the protests about that anti-Muslim film, about the killing of the American ambassador, people might be saying, well, wait a minute, it's not working.
This is not correct. We have to separate these issues. The provocative movies, like provocations in Danish cartoons 6-7 years ago, there were several protests at that time as well. But if you talk about the popular movements in the region, in 1 year, there's an elected government in Tunisia, there's an elected government in Morocco, in Libya. And despite of all these turbulences, this process of transition is as fast as in like in Balkans in 1990s. Basically, I am optimistic. Knowing all the challenges we are facing in Syria and also in North Africa, we should not be forgetting that the structures of Cold War ended in Balkans in 10 years, from 1989 until Kosovo in 1999. In Middle East now, this is the end of Cold War structures, Cold War mentality. It will take time.
The Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu talking in New York to our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen.